Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 29th, Morning. The Disciples' Prayer. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in Heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. This prayer begins where all true prayers must commence, with the spirit of adoption, Our Father. There is no acceptable prayer until we can say, I will arise and go to my Father. Luke 15:18. This childlike spirit soon perceives the majesty of the Father in heaven and ascends to devout adoration, saying, Hallowed be your name. The child lisping Abba, Father, grows into the cherub, crying, Holy, holy, holy. It is only a step from rapturous worship to the glowing missionary spirit, which is an outgrowth of love and reverent adoration. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Next comes heartfelt dependence on God. Give us this day our daily bread. Then, with further illumination from the Spirit, we discover that we are not only dependent, but sinful, and we ask for mercy. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Being pardoned, having the imputed righteousness of Christ, and knowing our acceptance with God, we humbly ask for holy perseverance. Do not lead us into temptation. The person who is really forgiven is anxious not to sin again. The possession of justification leads to a keen desire for sanctification. Forgive us our debts. That is justification. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That is sanctification. As a result, there follows a triumphant ascription of praise. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We rejoice that our King reigns. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Revelation 1:6. Thus, from a sense of adoption to fellowship with our reigning Lord, this short model of prayer conducts the soul. Lord, may we pray like this. October 29th, evening. Open our eyes, Lord. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. Luke chapter 24, verse 16. These disciples should have known Jesus. They had often heard his voice and gazed on his face. It is amazing that they did not recognize him. Yet it may be the same with us. We may not have seen Jesus lately. We may even be in deep trouble this evening. And although he plainly says, It is I, do not be afraid, in Matthew 14:27, we do not recognize him. Our eyes are veiled. We know his voice. We have looked on his face. We have leaned our head on his breast. Yet, though he is near, we say, Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Job 23:3. We should know Jesus because the scripture reflects his image. Yet it is possible for us to open the precious book and not see our Savior. Dear child of God, are you in that condition? Jesus feeds his flock among the lilies, Song of Solomon 2:16. And yet you do not see him. Just as the Father walked with Adam in the garden in Genesis 3:8, Jesus walks through Scripture and fellowships with his people. How can we be in the garden of Scripture and not see him? In our case, as in that of the two disciples, it is unbelief. Evidently, they did not expect to see Jesus and therefore they did not know him. As a general rule in spiritual things, we get what we expect from the Lord. Faith alone lets us see Jesus. Make this your prayer. Lord, open my eyes that I might see my Savior. It is a blessed thing to want to see him, but it is far better to to see him. To those who seek him, he is kind, Luke 6:35. But to those who find him, he is precious beyond expression.